Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 25th, Our Advocate.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Today he explains how our confession of Christ allows Jesus to act as an attorney on our behalf. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. Our confession enlists Jesus as our high priest, but the opposite, unfortunately, is also true. If we make no confession, we have no high priest. It's not that Jesus has ceased to be our high priest, but that we give him no opportunity to minister as our high priest. He's the high priest of our confession. If we say the right things with our mouths in faith according to Scripture, then Jesus has eternally obligated himself to see that we will never be put to shame, that we will always experience what we confess. But if we don't say the right things, then, alas, we silence the lips of our high priest. He has nothing to say in heaven on our behalf. Jesus is also called our advocate in 1 John 2. The word advocate is similar to the modern word attorney. Jesus is the legal expert who is there to plead our case in heaven. He's never lost a case, but if we don't make a confession, he has no case to plead, so the case goes against us by default. It's very important that we give heed to this third "let us" passage in Hebrews. Let us hold fast our confession. This principle of right confession has a central place in the gospel as well as in our experience of salvation. In fact, there's no salvation without right confession. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the high priest of our confession. I proclaim that as I speak in faith with my mouth, according to Scripture, Jesus has eternally obligated himself that I will experience what I confess. I shall hold fast my confession. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.